Sheriff, is the Sheriff's Department adequately funded? Are there unmet financial needs in the Sheriff's Department? And are there areas where money is being wasted?
John, that's a good question. You know, previous sheriffs, you know, the sheriff, Sheriff Corbett, prior to me, had, you know, he had always said, you know, he didn't raise a line item. You know, he in the 8 years he was sheriff. And that's good for, you know, that was good for that time. I think times have changed. I think there's a lot of different things that our community is facing that you're going to have to put money into to see results. You know, drug enforcement, again, is one of those things. You have to have adequate manpower. You know, a sheriff's job, John, is to supply the deputies with the training, the resources, the equipment, and the support to go out and get the job done. And if you look at our year-end report the last 3 years, you've seen that our activity has increased each year. And so, you know, whether that be a drug arrest, whether it be traffic stops, you know, criminal arrest, all the numbers are up. The calls for service are up. So that means that you have to keep up with the training. You have to keep up with adequate manpower on the street. And, you know, we've did some Six Sigma projects. We've did some jail analysis through the community, the Department of Corrections. And so we've tried to get a business approach to some of these things that we need as far as funding and really looking at, you know, are we doing the best that we can as far as staffing, how we're staffing. And I think we've done a good job of really doing some research and really trying to maneuver some things around. One of the things, I will not compromise when it comes to drug enforcement. And sheriffs in the past, what they've had to do is move people around at different times. They've started out with priorities when they took office, but their priorities have had to change because of funding and things of that nature. I will not change my priority when it comes to drug enforcement. We have to have strong enforcement. The training for the deputies, we are not going to lower our training standards. We aren't going to stop doing training. I think there's a balance, but you know, as far as funding, I think that you know, we're working with the Bartholomew County Council, we're working with the commissioners, and for the most part, we've been able, if we've needed monies, we've been able to go to them after we've done studies and things of that nature, and let them know what we needed, and they've been pretty receptive to that.